Let's take a deep breath now, and now we'll begin the Marab. You as the human can allow more light in. That is one thing you can do. But I'll tell you, it's going to be there anyway, whether you allow it or not. You can resist it, push it away. Well, it's going to make its way in sooner or later. We talked about receiving, and what it is about receiving your light, your consciousness. There's a desire to try to manage it and control it, but then you take a deep breath, and you just let go of all that, and you receive. It starts with a breath. It starts with a breath. The breath, the deep breath, grounds and centers you, brings you into your presence, and gets you out of your mind. Let's do that now. Good deep breath. When you breathe in, you are receiving. Receiving air, oxygen, of course, but you're also just receiving yourself, your presence. Take a good deep breath and receive. Receiving isn't really a mental thing. If you find yourself getting mental, just take a deep breath. It's such a beautiful symbol of receiving. You breathe it in, and then you let it flow. It flows through your body, and it flows out. You're breathing in now light. Yeah, you can breathe light in, absolutely. Take a deep breath and just receive your own light. It's your energy you're breathing in. That's a really good way to start to allowing your own energy as you breathe it in. And when you breathe it in, it's not just air, it's not just communal air that you're breathing in. Now you're consciously breathing in and receiving your light. It starts with a breath, very simple. And then allowing. You know, I'm a pretty big proponent of allowing. And the fact is, everything's already there. What can you allow? Can you go beyond your own, lack of self-worth, your own old beliefs that you can only have just enough, and truly allow? When you allow, you're going beyond just the perception of yourself as a human. You're allowing your higher self, your soul, your I am. You're really allowing consciousness and light. So often I see Shamba searching for abundance or health or answers. I say, as simple as allowing, it's already right there. It's already right there. Stop going out there. By the way, talking earlier about time traveling, our new release, our new cloud class. And the whole thing about time traveling is that you don't go anywhere. You don't hop in a little machine, or you don't even astral project to 300 years ago or 20 years into the future. You don't go anywhere. You allow it to come to you. Period. That's how you time travel. You don't blast off into the astral realms. That's freaking dangerous out there. You'd be like a Boy Scout in the ghetto. They would come after you so fast. It's like so naive. No. Time traveling, you let the past or the future come to you. It's the same with allowing. You take a deep breath. Let's start with that. Deep breath and just allow. What are you allowing? You, your light. And take a deep breath and just allow. It means open up. Open up. Open up those doors and windows of your human self. Open up the gates and open up your mind. Just open up and allow. And then, as you breathe and allow, now receive. I know allowing and receiving they're pretty close, but they're kind of different too. I've seen a lot of Shambhara now allow. They open up the doors and windows of their human self, let the light in, but they don't receive it. Like, okay, the light's there, but they're not receiving it. They're not digesting it. Receive that light now. You allowed it to come close, now receive it. This is all pretty easy. If it weren't for all the millions of overlays and the resistances, it's all pretty easy. You breathe, you allow, and then you receive. You bring it in. No, some of you are trying to... No. You're going to make me stop the music here in a minute if I have to. You're trying to put it into strict terms. You're saying, okay, I allow my health to change. I receive energy so that my children will move out of the house. I allow a new car. Stop that. Stop mentalizing this process. Stop being so damn human. It is open-ended allowing. That's all it is. It's just light. It's your consciousness and energy. You take a deep breath, you allow it, and you receive it. Inherent in all this process is that with a greater luminosity, more light, then change happens. And you and the human and your soul, it already knows where to go with all this. You don't have to direct all this. You just have to play with it. Experience it. Right away, some of you were like, okay, I allow myself to have a new car. Shut up. Just allow, would you? Okay, let's go back to the basics. Let's do breathing now. Let's do good breathing. Let's now allow that light and energy to be present. Breathe it in and allow that light. It's sitting right there. It's ready to go. It's been sitting right there. It's been idling, just waiting. So you allow it. And now that it's right there, you receive it. You bring it in. You bring it in. See? Pretty simple. It's like so simple. It's like Sesame Street enlightenment. It's like just you take a deep breath and you allow. You take a deep breath. You allow your light, your energy, and then you receive it. You integrate it. You bring it in. take a deep breath. You allow your light to be present. You receive it in this moment. You take a deep breath. You allow your divinity, your light, and you receive it. You bring it into this reality, this life of yours. And you see, when you do that, and it's so simple, you don't have to be thinking your way. You don't have to be wondering how much light or what you're going to do with it. Your inherent wisdom already understands. You, the human, now are relieved of that whole game of how much and what should I do and how hard should I work at it and where should I put it and what if I do it wrong? Sesame Street Enlightenment. It's really easy. Take a deep breath. It gets you centered. Then you allow this light, your energy. So it's in your presence, and then you receive it. It flows into your body, it flows into your mind. It flows into your past, it flows into your future, and now you got flow. You breathe. You allow your light. Receive it into your reality, into your life. And now you've got flow. You take a deep breath. You allow your light. You receive it into this reality. And now everything flows. And as you do this, as you go through this, you realize that you've been working really hard at things. You've been trying to be the kind of the traffic cop, the prison warden, everything, all the energies, and you've gotten so mental and gotten so tied up in your brain and you couldn't figure the way out. I know what that's like. I have this story I'll tell you sometime. I was in a crystal prison for 100,000 years and... for those who are new, they haven't heard the story. I will tell it again soon. But you stop and you take a deep breath and you just open up and allow. It's really easy. And then you receive that light. And all while this happening, that light is now flowing in. Only light can cause change. That's it. Not positive thinking. You can pretend for a little while it does. Not affirmations, not being a good church goer, not by praying every day, not by being somebody who takes care of everybody else. Only light can bring about change. Only light. So you take a deep breath. You allow that light. You receive it into this reality, and then everything starts flowing. It just starts flowing. You realize you don't have to have this massive plan what to do with this things or how to change your life. It's changing before your very eyes in a way that is divine. It's just changing in spite of you in a way that's divine. You take a deep breath. Let's do it. I'm a deep breath. Come on. Take a deep breath and you allow your light to flow in. And you receive it in this reality, in this body. And everything starts flowing again. It's pretty simple. And should you forget, what did he say? Am I supposed to receive and then think and then exercise? What was that he said? It's so simple. It's breathe. It's allow. It's receive. And it's flow. Barf. Barf. You know, it's okay because you'll remember now. You'll remember. And what was that he said? Oh, I'm supposed to barf. Yes. Ugh. Let all the old stuff out and let your light in. Barf out all those old mental, tedious, burdensome, struggling, battling ways. Just barf it out. And then you take a deep breath and you allow, receive, and flow. You remember that, right? Yes. Good. Let's do that together now. Get up here, Linda. Come here. Get up here. Get up here. Linda was a school teacher at one point. So now, dear class, let's barf with Linda. Come on. Blah. Again. Blah. And again. Blah. Why is it that Chamber is so good at that, but they can't receive? Why is it that... Let's all do it. Let's join in online, wherever you happen to be, with Linda, who usually does breathing, but now with Linda on the count of three. One, two, three. Okay. Gaia just left. Damn it. Kazumi, would you have a talk with her? Would you please explain what we're doing here? Would you please? Oh, what the hell? Well, just remember, all is well in all of creation. Blah!